بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، respected elders and your brothers, previously we had discussed Allah's system with regard to those who disbelieve, those who disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah's system for them in this world is that Allah gives them respite, Allah grants them rope, and at times Allah opens His bounties and blessings upon them until they are lulled into a false sense of security. And then suddenly, without any warning, Allah's punishment comes and these people are then destroyed. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Qiyamah, the day of Qiyamah. And this was a question that was commonly posed to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that you are warning us regarding the day of Qiyamah, and you say that there is life after death. So tell us, when is the time of Qiyamah? When will it take place? So this question is mentioned, that يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ السَّاعَةَ أَيَّانَ مُرْسَاهَا, that they ask you about Qiyamah, about the hour. أَيَّانَ مُرْسَاهَا, when will it take place? When will it come to pass? It was either the Quraysh, the Mushrikeen of Makkah, who asked this question, or the Yahud. They would also pose these questions to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So Allah now instructs Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to respond to them. قُلْ, say to them, إِنَّمَا عِلْمُهَا عِنْدَ رَبِّي, the knowledge of Qiyamah is only with my Rabb. In other words, nobody besides Allah knows the exact time of Qiyamah. لَا يُجَلِّيهَا لِوَقْتِهَا إِلَّا هُ, there is none that can reveal its time except Him. We find elsewhere in the Quran Sharif also, Allah mentions that there are five things which are exclusively known to Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عِنْدَهُ عِلْمُ السَّاعَةِ, the very first of those five is the knowledge of Qiyamah, the time of Qiyamah. This is exclusively in the knowledge of Allah. No creation of Allah, no Nabi, no angel knows the time of Qiyamah. ثَقُلَتْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, now Allah speaks about when Qiyamah will take place. It will weigh heavily in the skies and the earth. In other words, the skies will be split asunder. The earth will no longer be as we know it. So it will be a very weighty occurrence that will take place. لَا تَأْتِيكُمْ إِلَّا بَغْتًا, it will not come to you except very suddenly. There will not be too many warnings prior to it. يَسْأَلُونَكَ كَأَنَّكَ حَفِيٌّ عَنْهَا, now Allah says that they ask you, O Nabi of Allah, as though you are well informed regarding it, as though you have all the knowledge regarding it. This word حَفِيٌّ generally refers to a person who persistently asks questions. So they ask you as though you have been persistent in asking Allah about it, as though you have all the knowledge about Qiyamah. Again Allah repeats now, قُلْ إِنَّمَا عِلْمُهَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ, say to them, its knowledge is only with Allah. وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ, but most people do not know this. In other words, they want to continue asking this question to you and demanding to know when Qiyamah will take place, but they do not realize that only Allah knows it, and there is wisdom behind Allah not informing us when Qiyamah will take place. Of course, if a person knew when Qiyamah will take place, like if a person knew when his own death will take place, then he will become complacent and he will disobey Allah. He will not exert himself in the obedience of Allah, because he knows that closer to time I will make tawbah and then I will put myself right. When a person doesn't know, and his death could come at any time, Qiyamah could come at any time, then this keeps a person on his toes. He ensures that he is always prepared and he always is in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, to negate knowledge of the unseen, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, قُلْ, or Allah tells him that, say to them, لَا أَمْلِكُ لِنَفْسِي نَفْعًا وَلَا ضَرًّا إِلَّا مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ, I do not control any benefit nor any harm for myself except what Allah wishes. So I cannot even benefit myself or harm myself. وَلَوْ كُنْتُ أَعْلَمُ الْغَيْبِ لَاسْتَكْثَرْتُ مِنَ الْخَيْرِ وَمَا مَسَّنِي السُّءُ. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says to them, that had I known the unseen, had I had knowledge of the unseen, then I would have amassed a lot of goodness, a lot of wealth, and no difficulty would have ever come my way. So this is the fact that I went through difficulties in my life, and that I do not have so much of wealth and worldly possessions, is an indication that I do not have knowledge of the unseen. If I knew the unseen, I would have known which deal would be profitable, which trade excursion would have been something that I should involve myself in. And I would have also known that if I take part in a particular expedition, then difficulty would come, loss would come. So I would have avoided that. But the fact that all of these things happened during my life is a sign that I do not have knowledge of the unseen. So this is very clearly mentioned that had I known the unseen, then this would have happened. In other words, I do not have knowledge of the unseen. In ana illa nadhirun wa bashirun liqawmi yu'minun. I am, this is my mandate, this is my responsibility. I am a nadir, I am a warner, and one who has come to give glad tidings to that group who will have iman, who will believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And here, interestingly, the word al-khayr has been used to refer to wealth, goodness. Because this is something, ulama explain why is wealth called goodness, although normally we learn that worldly possessions, wealth is not something to be honored, not something to be revered, and it is something that does not have value in the eyes of Allah. But it is still called al-khayr, either because this is what people look at it as, that wealth is goodness, or wealth brings about goodness, or because it is necessary in this world. A person does require wealth, means, possessions, in order for him to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala adequately. When a person is comfortable, and he does not have the concern of his sustenance, and Allah has opened doors for him, then he finds that his mind is at ease, and he is easily able to now obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This does not mean that a person in poverty cannot obey Allah. Rather, this is a lesson for those who do have wealth, that my wealth should be giving me peace of mind. It should be giving me the ability to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with ease. And it should not become such that my wealth now makes me even more uneasy or causes me to become even more unsettled and takes me away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq and correct understanding. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.